I'm George Flynn, and welcome to In-Depth TV. Today we're going to talk for just a few minutes about a trivial topic. Well, maybe not so trivial. The meaning of life. Now, I'm talking about the meaning of life. Everybody wants to say, what's the meaning of life? What is the meaning of life? And you've asked yourself that, or you've been asked that, or somebody's brought it up at some time. And we're talking about the meaning, actually, of your life. What is the meaning of your life? Why are you here? And you know that you have the answer in there somewhere, and we keep looking outside for it. It's like the guy that lost his keys in the house. There are no lights in the house. And the guy was out looking under the street lamp. And somebody came up to him and said, what are you looking for? He said, I lost my keys. And he said, well, let me help you find it. Where did you lose them? He said, oh, I lost them in the house back over there. But there's no light. There's light here, and I can look for them here. So we're looking in the wrong place. We're looking outside of ourselves. We're looking at other people saying, can you give me the meaning of life? And I know this is beginning to touch on the religious. You know, God, what was the meaning of life? What is the meaning of life? But most people look to other people, other things, other causes to find that meaning of life when they're looking in the wrong place. They need to be looking internally for that meaning of life that has been put in there by our Creator. So that meaning can be found usually somewhere in the dark hours when it's very quiet, not when the hustle and bustle is going on of the day, but usually in some very silent meditation and asking for, what is this meaning? What am I doing here? What's my purpose? And we'll dissect that just a little bit. But it won't be too heavy. It's going to be kind of enlightening, maybe a little bit fun for you. But the meaning, your meaning, why are you here? And most people are here to make a difference. And I'm talking about most normal people. We're here to make a difference in the world, a positive difference, to help other people. Some are not. This is not a judgment thing. This is just we're discussing the topic. So the meaning is very personal. It's between you and your Creator. Why are you here? What were you created for? That's the meaning. And you can ask that. And if you're quiet enough, and if you listen enough, that meaning will come over you. Now, that's the meaning. What in the world was I created for? And you do realize that the odds of you being created are some 400 billion to one, something big number like that. But that is the meaning. You're here. You're supposed to enjoy this life. But there is a meaning for you. And that meaning can be discerned. And it's interesting. I've, you know, becoming aware over the past few years of the two brains that we have. The one brain up here and the one brain in our gut. And we talk about this and we don't even understand what we're talking about. Say, how does that, you know, what does your gut tell you? We ask that, you know, of a situation. Well, how does that feel in your gut? And there's a you know, a bunch of cells in the mesentery, and they may have some serotonin release, and they may have this. We don't quite know, or some people know a little more than others, but this gut mechanism versus the brain mechanism. And maybe they work in concert. Maybe they work together, and not one versus the other. So how does that feel to you to understand that you do have a meaning? And maybe you should think about that meaning by thinking about, what did you love as a child? What did you really want to do? What did you want to be as a child? And whatever it was, maybe that's where your closeness to your creation tells you what you really wanted to do. Now, a lot of people say, oh, that was a childish thing. I'll do something else. And then they do their job, or they do it for 30 or 40 years. Then they retire, and then they back to, you know, that thing I really wanted to do when I was a kid, now I have time to do it. And they get excited just like that. They say, you know, that thing I really wanted to do, now I can do it. That is what their meaning is probably. And I say probably because there are no absolutes in this. And some of this you may agree with, some you may disagree with. And that's okay, because we really don't truly know 100%. But you may come up with your meaning and your meaning in life. And then from that meaning comes purpose. What's your purpose? From the meaning, you know the actions or the purpose that you should be into. One of my favorite things, and I haven't heard this as a story, I've just noticed this. If you go around town, any town, or especially if you look at railroads, you'll see boxcars, or you'll see freight cars, and you'll see graffiti on them. Some of it's wonderful looking art. Some real artists out there taking their time, not getting paid for it, but just putting this art up on the wall. And sometimes you'll see it on concrete bridges and in places around town called graffiti. And they're called graffiti artists. And my supposition is these very graffiti artists, they may be very talented, just want to leave their mark on the world. And maybe it's a rail car, or maybe it's a bridge. They're just trying to leave their mark on the world. They don't know how to do it. And aren't we all trying to leave our mark? There was a reason we were here. We want to tell people we were here on this earth. There's statues of people. There are plaques. There are writings on the wall in the pyramids. This is not something new. This is people want to be remembered because they were here on this earth. They want to be known for being here. Something in the history books. A lot of people strive to have their meaning known. Like their meaning may be to help, you know, some worthy cause. But they'll strive and work and work, and maybe they'll get a plaque for helping, or an award, or something in the newspaper, on radio, TV, magazine. They just want to be known that they were here. It's a way of living past their death. It's a way of almost, they're trying to get this worldly idea that they were here and they want others in the future generations to know they were here. Inventors. Why do they invent? You know, the question is why. The question is why we do things. And I'm asking these questions of you. You may have totally different answers than someone else. Why did you do that? And you may have an answer, you may not, but deep down in your gut, as we talked about, you know why. You know exactly why. You may not want to admit it. You know, you may not know consciously, but subconsciously, in your gut. And if you really are still and you take a moment of quietness, you can communicate. The gut can communicate with the brain, can communicate with your creator, and you will know why. You will know what you're doing here. And your reason, totally different from my reason, totally different. You know, we're all individuals. Nobody has to have the same exact reason. Thank goodness, because we'd all be just the same. You know, we want to be individuals. You want to be an individual. And you should be an individual because there's nobody like you in the world. Nobody just like you. You may say, oh, so-and-so looks a little bit like me or so-and-so. No, there's nobody exactly like you. You're an individual, and stop trying to be like everybody else. Celebrate your individuality. Celebrate it. Don't be so afraid of what someone else might think for you to show up as you. Now, this doesn't mean go out and harm someone. This doesn't mean to go out and break laws. This means just to show up as your individual personality, because that will be part of your purpose, and that will be part of your meaning, because you are here. You may be here to make music. You may be here to paint pictures. You may be here to help other people in a certain way or show them. You know, comedians are here to help people relax and not be so stressed and uptight. Sometimes we're stressed and uptight by things that don't mean anything. And the media has a lot to do with this. It wants to show us all the bad things that are happening in life. And we take it in. We say, oh, danger, danger. You know, this may happen, this may happen. And the media, they're trying to show us that we need to watch that media or listen to that media or read that, you know, radio, TV, newspaper, magazines. We need to stay in touch with that because they're going to warn us of impending danger. That's why there's all negative news. You know, the negative news is impending danger. And one of the first things we want to do is survive. Then we can get to our meaning. But we first have to survive. So I want you to look at these things. What is your meaning? What is your purpose? How do you get off track? How do you stay aligned with that and not be swayed one way or the other by some sales pitch or some idea that, you know, you're in danger, your family's in danger, you know, you may lose a lot of time, may lose a lot of money. How do you stay in touch with your true meaning? And I'll tell you, if you look inside, you'll find that true meaning is really there, and it's always been there. You've just never asked the right person why and what. I'm George Flynn. Thank you for watching. You've got a little bit of homework to do, and we'll see you next time.